Welcome to the good stuff, and we've got some good stuff for you. This is Mike and Kim Birch out of the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can make an appointment. They have so many vendors in the store. This gives a huge selection of antiques, vintage treasures, collectibles, craft items, all sorts of inspiration, and fun things to collect. Check out Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
And once again, a reminder about Tri-State Livestock News. It's a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and much more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and in fact, nationwide. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. Well, Kim, I was going to share something about men and their tools.
Well, that sounds intriguing.
It's kind of a history lesson as well.
Oh, very good.
So every man has a hammer. Or should have a hammer. Anyway.
Okay.
In ancient times, a hammer was used to inflict pain on one's enemies. Modern hammers are used to inflict pain on oneself.
Oh, yeah. Ouch.
A screwdriver. The drink ordered at the local bar after you call in a professional repairman to undo the $500 in damage you did while trying to change out a light socket with your handy screwdriver. And a Phillips screwdriver. The bar drink that you order when the damage estimate is over $1,000 and it contains twice the vodka.
Oh, no.
Pliers, another very handy tool.
Exactly.
A device used to extend your reach the necessary few inches when you drop a one-of-a-kind screw down behind the new wall that it took you 2 weeks to build.
Oh, man.
Multi-pliers contain a handy assortment of sharp and dangerous tools, best left in its leather sheath and worn on a homeowner's belt to increase testosterone levels.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Otherwise, you might hurt yourself.
That's right. Good advice.
Electronic stud finder, an annoying device that never goes off when you point it at yourself. Halogen light. A work light that lights up your backyard with the incandescence of a football stadium, causing you to cast a heavy shadow over the area you're working on so that you need to use a flashlight anyway.
Very
Have
good.
You done that?
Very good.
Yeah. Everybody's done that.
Very good.
A cordless drill is a device that lessens your chance of electrocution 90% over a standard plug-in tool. An air compressor is a mechanical device similar in principle to harnessing the power of your mother-in-law's nagging complaints and using the result airflow to blast old paint off the side of the house.
Ooh, dear. Oh, no.
A little bit of a dig in that one.
Yeah,
too.
Just a tad.
A chainsaw allows you to cut your way out of the shed that you accidentally built completely around yourself.
This guy is really good as a handyman,
yep.
Isn't he?
A cordless telephone, the handyman's 911.
Oh, very good.
So maybe you don't have to use the chainsaw. You just go ahead and call 911 and the fire department can rescue you from your shed.
There you go.
What do you have to share today?
Okay, I've got a golf joke. Those are always good.
It's still golf season.
Yep, absolutely. James and his friend Tom were playing a round of golf with their wives early on a Sunday. It was a four-ball, better ball format with a little bit of cash on the side. James stood on the 10th tee, having hooked his previous three tee shots, and to no one's surprise, he hooked his drive again. When he found his ball, it was right up against one of the greenskeeper's buildings. His wife advised him to hit the shot through a narrow gap between the side of the building and some branches. "I can't do that," James said. "Look how narrow that gap is." But his wife was persistent in urging him on, and she persuaded James to attempt the risky shot. So James took a mighty swing and struck the ball, and the ball caromed off the tree branch, ricocheted off the building and his wife in the head, knocking her stone cold dead. A week after the funeral, James and another friend, Ashley, were having a round. James teed up the ball on 10 and hit the exact shot he had hit a week before. He found his ball in the same spot, and once again his partner advised him to hit through the gap. "No way," James said. "I can't hit that shot." "Why not?" Ashley asked him. "Well," James replied, "you know what happened last time." "No, I don't," said Ashley. "What happened?" "Well, last time I tried that shot," James said, "I made a double bogey."
Forget about the dead wife, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
All right. One more funny to wrap things up today. A woman was shopping for something to wear to her 50th high school reunion when a group of teenage girls came into the shop to try on some dresses for their school formal. "Gross," complained one girl loudly to her friends. "This dress makes me look 40 years old." "May I have it?" called out the lady. "That's what I'm looking for." And that's the good stuff.